smartest man who ever lived, dueling cam girls and gay hobbits. This is Unscrewed.
Speaking of the show, tonight's show, man, it's a perfect nine. If you've spent any amount of time on the internet, you've probably stumbled across TimeCube.com. This is a site that explains that there are four different simultaneous 24-hour days within a single rotation of Earth. Not one, which means I've been missing out on three happy hours a day, I suppose.
And welcome back. Christopher Columbus said the Earth was round, not flat. People laughed. Well, Columbus had nothing on our next guest. He says there are four different simultaneous 24-hour days within a single rotation of Earth. It's called the Time Cube Principle, and if you laugh at it, you're stupid, evil, and deserve to be spit on publicly. From Atlanta, here to explain the Time Cube, its discoverer and champion, and the self-proclaimed wisest man who ever lived, Gene Ray. Welcome to the show, Gene.
Thank you, Martin.
So, Gene, you say that I'm stupid because I believe that when the Earth rotates once, there is only one 24-hour day, but your Time Cube Principle disputes this, no?
Right. It has four corners. When it shines at midday, it simultaneously creates a midnight. Where the two majors join, it creates the two minors of sunup and sundown. And each corner quadrant of Earth rotates to its own separate 24-hour days.
Well, the Earth is a sphere, though. It's not a cube.
It's composed of four quadrant corners. Each corner quadrant rotates in four different directions simultaneously, toward midday, midnight, sunup, and sundown. It rotates those directions simultaneously. Each one of them has its own separate day.
Gene, how do you know this? What's your proof, scientifically speaking?
Well, here's in the cube. You can see it. You can't deny that. Offer any academic institution, any professor $10,000 to disprove it. They can't disprove it, so they ignore it and run and hide.
You're offering $10,000 to anyone who can dispute the Time Cube Principle?
Institution or professor.
Not me. If I beat you in a debate right now, you're not going to pay me $10,000?
$1,000.
$1,000 for me? That's all right. I got my own model of the Time Cube right here. Where'd you get these things? Like a Magic Mountain?
Well, they're paperweights. You can buy them. They're just paperweights, but they represent the Time Cube.
But this cube has six sides. The cube has six sides. You say there's four separate days. That doesn't make sense.
How can you call a top and bottom a side? You call the top of your bedroom and bottom of your four sides? That's dumb.
That makes a lot of sense.
Now, everything, the solar system has a top and bottom, front, back, and two sides. Earth has a top and bottom, front, back, and two sides. The human has a top and bottom, front, back, and two sides. Now, the human head has four corners, nose, two ears, and a back corner. But they don't have a one-corner face. It's only one-fourth of who they think they are. One corner, but they go around the four corners in a lifetime, the baby, the child, the parent, and the grandparent. Uh-huh. We don't recognize human metamorphosis.
Gotcha. You know, I can't help notice that you're wearing a hat that says Time Cube from MIT 2002. Are you a professor at MIT? Did you teach this at MIT? What's the story?
No, I lectured up there last year. It was a student thing. It had about 500 students from MIT, Harvard, and many other universities around there. And they treated me like Einstein there, but the school was not sponsored. I had $5 cash offered, any professor would come down and explain the Time Cube and disprove it. But they run and hide. Academia cannot allow this to be known because it contradicts everything that they're teaching.
Really? I mean, do you think that this should be taught in schools from kindergarten on up through the graduate departments?
It's the only thing, principle, that'll save humans from self-destruction, like East Island. They went and cut the trees down, ate the animals, the chickens, the rats, and then they started practicing cannibalism. Uh-huh. The U.S. is on the same path. It's just a larger island.
So if we don't start believing in the Time Cube Principle, we're going to resort to cannibalism?
That's right, because this is perpetual. Uh-huh. The Einstein said time was linear. Actually, that's not true. It's cubic. If you stand at the point midday, that same point is somebody else's sundown, somebody else's midnight, and somebody else's sunup.
Yeah, I get this. It's very clear to me. But what do you feel about people who say that you're nuts, that don't believe in the Time Cube Principle?
Well, like I say, they're stupid. And in fact, that's evil. Being stupid about it is evil.
So you think the majority of humanity is stupid?
They're educated stupid. That's what they're taught. The self is the lowest form of humanity. It cannot procreate alone. And the family is the creation body, but not the true body because it doesn't marry. It's the village that's the true body because it has multi-families with a near equal number of both sexes of all ages. But we destroyed all villages. We have communities that are really of strangers and who have no allegiance or obligation to anything or anybody.
Hey, Ray, how do you feel about being an internet celebrity? I mean, you're huge on the web.
Well, the it's not a position I wanted. It's something I had to do.
Yeah.
And nobody, like, I'm not a writer or speaker, but no writer or speaker understands the time cube.
All right. Hey, Gene, thanks so much, and good luck with your quest to convince humanity of the time cube principle.
Thank you.
All right. That's Gene Ray offering up wisdom for the ages. For more information on his time cube theory, visit our site, techtv.com/unscrewed.